Listening, Part 4. Exam Task. You will hear part of a radio interview with a man called Alan Winters, who is a professional musician playing the clarinet in a theatre orchestra. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear the interview twice.
This week, I'm talking to Alan Winters, a professional clarinetist with a theatre orchestra. Alan, tell us why you took up the clarinet.
People are often surprised that I was 10 before I picked up any musical instrument. I'd imagined myself as a guitarist in a band, but my mum was keen on the clarinet as she'd played it as a child. It was nice to make her feel good. I joined a local orchestra and got into the social side of playing with other people, which I enjoyed. I did go to music college after that, though.
Now you're a professional. I suppose it's still necessary to keep practicing?
Absolutely. There are more hopeful musicians than jobs, so obviously if you want to earn a living, you must be the best. That means practicing constantly, however long it takes or however boring it is, just like an athlete keeping fit. My problem is the feeling that if I need to work hard on something, it makes me feel that I'm not very good at it. That's demotivating. Of course, it's great when it all comes together.
Now you play in theatres for musicals. You sit in the orchestra in the space in front of the stage. That's called the pit, isn't it? What's it like in there?
To the audience, the pit seems very small, but actually most of them are bigger than they appear because they go back under the stage. It can feel crowded, though, and some musicians find it too claustrophobic. I prefer the fact that the audience can't really see me clearly. I'm kind of protected. If you're giving concerts in big halls, there's nowhere to hide. Although the pit looks dark from the auditorium, where the audience are sitting, we can actually see everything we need to.
Is there anything people may not know about being a pit player?
Having a good musical technique goes without saying, and you should be able to cope with a range of musical styles. But I guess that's true of any musician, really. In auditions, you probably have to play music you haven't seen before. That's called sight reading. But one personal quality people don't think of is patience. There's loads of hanging around to put up with. More predictable is being a team player. There's no room for ego in the pit.
Don't you get bored playing the same music every night? And what happens if you're ill on the night?
Oh, we have understudies to call on in an emergency. Pit playing's exhausting, and if you're worn out, you can't do your best. I accept it if I need someone to step in, and I'm grateful. I can't worry that I'm not pulling my weight and working as hard as everyone else. We rehearse a lot, and I also do recordings with other groups in my spare time, so I work long hours. I never get tired of playing the same show every night, though. Each performance feels different, even when the notes are the same.
How important is the conductor to a pit orchestra?
Very. He can see what's happening on stage and we can't, so he coordinates everything. It's not only that he keeps us together, like in a regular orchestra. Sometimes he asks us to repeat a bit of music or play more slowly because a singer has made a mistake. Everyone on stage has to see him too, so he stands quite high, which can make it difficult for us at the back of the pit, so sometimes there are small screens to help us.
Is there anything you've learnt you'd like to pass on to others?
We're only contracted to work in the evenings, or occasional matinees, so there's time to do other stuff, like record soundtracks for films. That's useful, and adds variety to a job that risks becoming boring if you're involved in a long-running show. You must build a good reputation, so you'll be asked to do other shows when one finishes. The standards demanded are incredibly high, but it's a small world, so it's very social.
This week, I'm talking to Alan Winters, a professional clarinetist with a theatre orchestra. Alan, tell us why you took up the clarinet.
People are often surprised that I was 10 before I picked up any musical instrument. I'd imagined myself as a guitarist in a band, but my mum was keen on the clarinet as she'd played it as a child. It was nice to make her feel good. I joined a local orchestra and got into the social side of playing with other people, which I enjoyed. I did go to music college after that, though.
Now you're a professional. I suppose it's still necessary to keep practicing?
Absolutely. There are more hopeful musicians than jobs, so obviously if you want to earn a living, you must be the best. That means practicing constantly, however long it takes or however boring it is, just like an athlete keeping fit. My problem is the feeling that if I need to work hard on something, it makes me feel that I'm not very good at it. That's demotivating. Of course, it's great when it all comes together.
Now you play in theaters for musicals. You sit in the orchestra in the space in front of the stage. That's called the pit, isn't it? What's it like in there?
To the audience, the pit seems very small, but actually most of them are bigger than they appear because they go back under the stage. It can feel crowded, though, and some musicians find it too claustrophobic. I prefer the fact that the audience can't really see me clearly. I'm kind of protected. If you're giving concerts in big halls, there's nowhere to hide. Although the pit looks dark from the auditorium, where the audience are sitting, we can actually see everything we need to.
Is there anything people may not know about being a pit player?
Having a good musical technique goes without saying, and you should be able to cope with a range of musical styles. But I guess that's true of any musician, really. In auditions, you probably have to play music you haven't seen before. That's called sight reading. But one personal quality people don't think of is patience. There's loads of hanging around to put up with. More predictable is being a team player. There's no room for ego in the pit.
Don't you get bored playing the same music every night? And what happens if you're ill on the night?
Oh, we have understudies to call on in an emergency. Pit playing's exhausting, and if you're worn out, you can't do your best. I accept it if I need someone to step in, and I'm grateful. I can't worry that I'm not pulling my weight and working as hard as everyone else. We rehearse a lot, and I also do recordings with other groups in my spare time, so I work long hours. I never get tired of playing the same show every night, though. Each performance feels different, even when the notes are the same.
How important is the conductor to a pit orchestra?
Very. He can see what's happening on stage and we can't, so he coordinates everything. It's not only that he keeps us together, like in a regular orchestra. Sometimes he asks us to repeat a bit of music or play more slowly because a singer has made a mistake. Everyone on stage has to see him too, so he stands quite high, which can make it difficult for us at the back of the pit, so sometimes there are small screens to help us.
Is there anything you've learnt you'd like to pass on to others?
We're only contracted to work in the evenings, or occasional matinees, so there's time to do other stuff, like record soundtracks for films. That's useful, and adds variety to a job that risks becoming boring if you're involved in a long-running show. You must build a good reputation, so you'll be asked to do other shows when one finishes. The standards demanded are incredibly high, but it's a small world, so it's very social.